water. Talk Live, launching into the third hour, here to take your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We got lots of stuff to talk about. I don't know how much of we're going to get to. We've just gone off on all kinds of tangents, talking about whether Bitcoin is going to be the savior for liberty. And I'm skeptical. I think that we've got to have people. People have to come on board with the ideas of freedom. Bitcoin alone isn't going to be enough to end the idea of the state. But it's going to be an important factor, I think. And it already is an important factor. We can continue that discussion, or you can bring up whatever you'd like here. Again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Chris on the line in the police state of Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hey there.
Hi, good evening, Ian and Johnny Ray. It's a pleasure to hear you guys tonight.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to clarify. In the last segment, you spoke about the dollar monopoly that the United States federalities have upon us, the peasants of the United States landmass, correct?
Now, monopoly is a little hyperbolic on my part because you do still have other choices, but it's very monopolistic in that they do force people to accept it.
Yeah, it's a very effective monopoly, but I just wanted to clarify for the masses that it's not actually a dollar monopoly, as you probably know. It's a Federal Reserve note monopoly. There's a slight difference in the fact that Federal Reserve notes, the pieces of paper that we have, are issued upon the peasants of the United States with a debt upon us in the form of interest paid at the next year with the debt ceiling increases, whereas dollars can be issued in the form of coinage from the Treasury, including silver dollars, and they are issued by fiat without a debt attached to them. So it's slightly different, and I think that when the Federal Reserve goes around purporting to claim that their currency is dollars, is actually a form of counterfeiting and misrepresentation. I just want to make that clear, and I want to see if you guys agree or disagree on said subject.
I didn't get it all, Chris. I didn't understand it all. I need to parse that a little bit, I think, before I can give you
an
answer.
Okay, let me try and parse one more time. I'll admit I'm nervous. I'm on 120 radio shows right now, and then, you know, I'm not accustomed to talking on a live radio audience. But what I'm saying is that the dollar is actually issued by fiat decree from the Treasury, with which little separation it has left from the Federal Reserve cartel that actually runs our country. The Federal Reserve obviously issues their Federal Reserve notes at interest through a Treasury bill, a bond. But dollars are actually minted into coinage through fiat decree. And I just want to make that simple yet important distinction.
Can you give me a source where I can go and read a little more about this?
Well, the grand old Wikipedia is a good place to start, and you'll find that certain coinages are actually issued from Treasury by fiat and not by a debt.
There's a difference between dollars and
Federal Reserve notes?
Dollars are constitutional, if you care, and I really don't. But
when you say dollar, are you talking about like the classic silver dollar definition of dollar?
Well, I'm actually just talking about a definition by which it's not issued on a debt note. It's issued by fiat decree, which, you know, Bitcoin essentially is issued fiat through the algorithm, which is mining. And I'm all for that. I love Bitcoin. I've got a couple. You know, I've been a Bitcoiner since they were in the $40 range, so I'm happy with them. But there's a difference between the dollar and the Federal Reserve note. A Federal Reserve note is a counterfeit dollar, in my opinion, and that's all I really wanted to parse out there.
I mean, essentially, you're just arguing semantics, right? I mean, because to the average person, your argument really doesn't mean anything.
I guess to the average person who is totally in the blind and cares more about the Super Bowl than their freedom, but no.
What you're saying is you believe that Federal Reserve notes are counterfeit dollars, but obviously the federal government doesn't agree with you because they're partnered with the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve prints dollars at their behest.
Well, no, they print Federal Reserve notes. They print debt
So I get what you're saying. They print Federal Reserve notes, but they say dollars on them. So, and that's why you're saying that it's counterfeit.
No, they say Federal Reserve note at the top.
But they say dollar at the bottom, do they not?
You know what? I'm not staring at the dollar right now, but I'm pretty sure
the word dollar appears U.S. dollar.
One comes with debt attached, and one comes without the debt attached. From my research.
Well, where do you find those other dollars? Are you talking about like coins? Are you talking about
quarters?
Like,
yes. Like so literally talking quarters, dimes, mm-hmm. nickels, not certain commemorative coins.
Yeah.
Only certain coins, and they're getting less and less. They're phasing them out.
Well, obviously, I don't feel like I have any debt if I'm holding one of these notes. I'm not obligated to pay anybody's debt. And I can go and trade one of these notes for, I can trade one of these Federal Reserve notes for the dollars you're talking about, which are just as, you know, as worthless. I mean, they're printed, they're minted out of pot metals. So it's
I hear
not like
you. Whether or not we feel that we owe that debt, which I don't, and I agree with you.
Yeah,
still,
it does say
still
dollar.
Accept
on, by
it
way.
Through the inflation and through the cost of our goods that we need, our commodities are rising, and our portions getting smaller.
Yeah, whether somebody's buying something from you with the greenbacks or the new, what was it, the Sacagawea dollars, the coins that they were minting.
Oh yeah, the vending operator's dream.
It's not going to make a difference. I mean, they're all going to go and deposit in the same bank account. So really, ultimately, I think you're just, you know, you're splitting hairs on this one, Chris.
No. The difference comes down to the national debt at the end of the year is what it comes down to.
You're saying that that when they print the dollars, the debt goes up, but when they just go ahead and mint coins, that the debt doesn't go up?
Yeah, we're talking debt-based currency versus fiat currency, straight up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm understanding.
I see
him
where you're coming
now,
from.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call tonight, Chris. I don't know, you know, whether that's going to really be persuasive to anybody, because it was difficult enough to explain to us, and we're kind of already on that side, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I just don't really see that as being something that is going to be an issue to really motivate people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe talking about, just generally talking about inflation, talking about fiat currency, rather than making a distinction between the paper dollar and a metal coin version of a dollar,
mm-hmm.
seems kind of pointless to me. But you can do that here on Free Talk Live. You can call up and argue semantics. And yes, it does say dollars on the various different greenbacks. It says dollars on the front, and it says dollars on the back. So,
Ian, I would like to amend something that I said earlier. I said that the state had been around before central banks, but truthfully, I think that currency debasement has probably been going on as long as states have been printing money, as long as there's been that
Sure, they used to clip the coins back
right.
in the day, right, when they were
right.
silver and gold.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think that Bitcoin being a good currency that can't be inflated beyond what the normal rate is, Bitcoin is not affected by personalities. It's a good store of value. And I think that value relative to the dollar has the potential to make people just get out of the dollar, and dollars will become less and less significant. And anyway, I'm just kind of restating
right.
what I
no,
said
but
earlier.
I think I agree. I hope that you're right. That's what I want to see for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But that won't destroy the state. And ultimately, that's what I want to see. I want to see the state go away, just like
it will destroy the state.
Okay, well, I guess time will tell. Let's continue on here with Temper in Legal Land on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the Kansas sperm donor that was ordered to pay child support.
Oh, boy. As have I.
You've been ordered to pay child support, Johnny Ray? Or you wanted to talk about that story?
Yeah, except neither one of those statements is true. I'm just being cute. Sorry, Temper. Please continue.
So this guy is 47 years old, and apparently a few years ago he decided to help a lesbian couple out that wanted to have kids.
Sounds familiar.
And they kind of cut some corners for costs. Instead of going through, I don't even know what kind of clinic you'd call it, but I think I ran out of
time. A sperm bank?
Yeah.
Well, you've not run out of time. We've got plenty of time left here. Hang on, Temper. We'll bring you back. We'll find out more about that story in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for your calls as well if you'd like to make them here. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Hey, some of those features on our website include archives. You can just go click and download as many episodes of the show as you like. They are all completely free. And free is generally a pretty good thing, but sometimes you got to pay a little bit of something to get a product in the world, especially something you can put on your body like a t-shirt. But $6 for a t-shirt is a pretty damn good price.
It's a great deal.
Especially if they're really cool shirts. And that's what you can get over at $6shirts.com. In fact, I just went there today. Get this, Johnny Ray. Mark, he goes to $6shirts.com. He's doing the deal with them. You know, it's an advertising deal. They bought with, actually, they paid with bitcoins to buy advertising.
Cool.
On Free Talk Live, because they accept bitcoins at $6shirts.com. In fact, if you go to $6shirts.com, you order with bitcoin, you get a free bitcoin trucker hat over at $6shirts.com. These guys are committed to the idea of bitcoin. In fact, they're one of the few companies that actually accepts bitcoin and doesn't change them into cash. They take Bitcoin and they keep the Bitcoins.
Right on.
In this case, they kept some of the Bitcoins and then sent some to us to buy some ads. But Mark thought he was going to do me a favor and went ahead and, even when he was signing on this new advertiser, he went ahead and he picked some shirts for me.
Okay.
Isn't that nice of him? He picked some shirts for me, thinking he would know what I would like and thinking he knew what size I was, and he totally blew it. So I went over to $6shirts.com and went through their extensive inventory. They've got all kinds of different types of shirts. There's like shirts with movie themes, shirts with geek themes, shirts with like sports themes, shirts with gaming themes. I mean, there's so many different things that you can choose from. There's also, of course, political themes as well. Liberty-oriented shirts are available at $6shirts.com. You can do six with the number six or S-I-X, so either one works. We'll get you there. And they've even got a deal where you can get 10 shirts for $50. So if $6 isn't cheap enough for you, you order 10, you get an even better discount on these shirts. So I did actually order a couple shirts with Bitcoin that I'm that'll actually fit me. So I'm happy about that. I'm looking forward to getting them in here. But I did wear the large Bitcoin t-shirt that Mark had purchased for me last night, and I enjoyed it. So go to $6shirts.com and check them out. I think you're going to be impressed. You'll find something that you like. And, in fact, I think the proprietor told me today that they add a new design every day.
That's fantastic.
Pretty serious. $6shirts.com. All right, so 855, 450 free. We've got Temper on the line calling from Legal Land. He is on via Skype. You said that there was it Kansas, Temper, where a sperm donor has been forced to pay child support? Tell me more.
That's exactly right, according to ABC News, and that's what I have in front of me. Apparently, lesbian couple, you know, they were getting along, everything was great, and they decided they wanted to have kids, and they had the problem of, you know, two females can't quite accomplish that goal.
Sure.
And so they came up with this idea of getting a sperm donor. Unfortunately, it looks like they didn't have enough money to go to a sperm bank and make it all official-like. So they downloaded a sperm donor contract off of a website, and they, you know, they all signed it and notarized it and did all that good stuff. But apparently the law is if it's not done by a licensed physician, then it doesn't quite count. And later on, the couple, I guess, parted. I don't think they were married, but they got a common law divorce per se. And what happened is it looked like the one that had the kid got stuck with some hard times and was looking for assistance from the state. And the state kept denying her because she wouldn't explain some of the documentation. So she finally provided the contract to the state, which the state then paid back the $6,000 in child support that she was owed somehow. And that's when they had that contract, so they went after this guy, and he's a 47-year-old professional. His name's William Murata, and I guess he met him on Craigslist, kind of did his business and never saw him again. You know, it wasn't, he didn't even know the people, let alone have any type of relationship. And he never had any type of intimate contact. But the courts ruled that since it wasn't done by a doctor, their contract didn't matter.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's like all the downside, none of the upside.
So yeah, this guy, just to clarify, he donated sperm to these ladies. They broke up. She, the one who actually had the baby, went to the state for assistance, and then it was the state that prosecuted this guy just out of nowhere. They went after him. So it wasn't like she was trying to go get him. The state went after him on their own.
It even seems like she tried to help him away. I mean, it looks like she, you know, was very reluctant to give the contract, and she left off information on the original couple times she filed.
Man.
But they kept denying her, you know, demanding that she had to produce all this evidence. And it just goes to show you that that child support stuff has nothing to do with, I don't know, supporting
fairness?
A child, I mean, or anything like that. I mean, it's more of just, if we can saddle these fathers, if that's what you want to call them, if we can saddle these men with the cost of these children, then, you know, we can basically keep them down. I mean, if you're not in a relationship, you have no relationship with the child, but you still have to give a substantial portion of your income to that cause, I mean, it's very hard for you to get ahead.
It's outrageous. I mean, this guy did something that he thought was helping people. Thank you for the call, Temper, and sharing that story. This guy did something that was a good deed. It should have been considered a good deed. These ladies needed help having a child. He helped them with that, and now he's being punished for it. That's terrible. I mean, who could possibly support that? I get the idea that people feel like a deadbeat dad should pay up. That makes sense. Look, if you fathered a child, you should have some obligation to support it. But I also agree with Temper that you should be able to see the child as well. I mean, you shouldn't just be shut out unless you're actually some sort of clear and present danger to children. You shouldn't be shut out from seeing your children. But this guy doesn't even know anything about this child. He just knows that he gave sperm for this conception. It's horrifying.
Yep, and the welfare of the child is what most people, I imagine, would say is the most important outcome to shoot for here. And state help, I personally don't think that state assistance helps anybody. I think it infantilizes them and weakens them in the long run.
Right, had she not turned to the state for assistance, this guy would have been all right.
Yeah, this guy would have been all right. Probably everybody would have been better off.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way, plus some game-related news. NSA spying through Angry Birds, according to Snowden documents. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live here to take your calls about whatever you want at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Can't get enough Bitcoin discussions? Maybe you should try a Bitcoin conference. There's one coming up in Texas. Maybe you missed the one in Miami this past weekend. That was huge from what Mark was telling us. He was calling us on Saturday night, kind of giving us the inside scoop. The Miami Bitcoin conference, he estimated over 2,500 people were in attendance at that particular conference, which made it probably twice as large as the one that happened in San Jose in 2013. Now you've got one happening in Austin, March 5th and 6th. It's going to be the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And when you know when in Texas, they do things big in Texas.
They sure do.
So it's going to be big as far as the speakers that are going to be there. Big names from the Liberty Movement and the Bitcoin Movement, including Stefan Molyneux, Jeffrey Tucker, Ben Swan, our very own Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy, as well as many more, including Austin favorites Catherine Bleich and John Bush. It's going to be great. There are going to be three tracks at the events, meaning that at any given moment you'll have three speakers from which to choose, and there are going to be big announcements happening regarding Bitcoin at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be an awesome hackathon happening with big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the all-stars of the hacking world. You don't want to miss a minute of this event. If you love Bitcoins, there's nowhere else to be March 5th and 6th. And by the way, Free Talk Live is going to be there broadcasting live. Mark just bought our plane tickets earlier today or yesterday, so we are ready to roll out to Austin, which is going to be fun.
Devils.
Yeah,
you've been to Texas before?
I've been to Texas. It's been, let's see, at least a decade and a half since I've been to Texas. Uh-huh. I went once upon a time. My cousin was getting married in the late 1990s, and kind of the family went up as a trip. I think I was probably like 18 at the time. So I've been to Texas. It was the Dallas area. And actually,
yeah,
went,
yeah, me too. I had a friend who got married, and it was near Fort Worth, I think.
And then actually Mark and I went to the Dallas area again for a radio conference a couple of years ago. So I've been to Texas twice, but never to Austin. So I am looking forward to this, considering all the buzz surrounding the Austin Liberty scene. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to going there and checking that out, too. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go and get your tickets now, and we will see you there. So let's talk Game of the Week, Johnny Ray. You said you have two of them. And there's an issue as well about language that you're somehow going to tie in here?
Yeah. Truthfully, I have three games of the week. I'm gonna rattle them off. I'm going to reel them off. The first one is Crusader Kings 2. This is from Paradox Studios, and Paradox made Europa Universalis 4,
which was a favorite of yours for several weeks.
Right, right. And Crusader Kings 2 is made with the Clausewitz engine. So the two games look identical, basically, to each other. There's a little bit different because EU4 came out a little bit later, and it looks maybe a little more polished, but really that's the difference is negligible. So the games look the same, but what's cool, EU4 was a grand strategy game. It was almost similar to Civilization, which a lot of people know about. But it was sort of in real time, and it was more realistic. It was more constrained by history, and it was interesting to me for that, because I like history. But ultimately, I stopped playing Europa Universalis 4 because it didn't really grab me. The concept of running a state didn't appeal to me so much. I kind of lost interest in it. Now Crusader Kings 2 could very well suffer from the same handicap, but what's interesting really to me about Crusader Kings 2 is it is about personalities, and I think that is more what government is about. I don't think it's about the state and what kind of form of state you have and what rules you institute. I think a lot of that stuff really goes out the window, and states rise and fall based on the personalities that are at the head of them.
Okay.
Now, Ian, have you ever listened to Dan Carlin? He's a popular podcaster.
We've actually talked to Dan in the past on Free Talk Live many years ago.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dan talks about these two different theories about the philosophy of history, and it's two ways to look at history. One of them is the great man theory, that the man makes the times, like Napoleon. Somebody said that they saw Napoleon on his horse. Thomas Carlyle, I think, said this, and I don't know exactly who he is, but he said that he saw Napoleon and he saw the spirit on a horse. He saw the spirit of the times embodied in Napoleon.
Uh-huh.
So there's this theory that the man makes the times.
He was the zeitgeist.
Yeah, and then there's another theory that Dan Carlin, I think, is called the trends and forces theory, which is similar to what I was saying before about liberty being a rising tide, and the world is going to do what it's going to do regardless of what you or I do. So Europa Universalis 4 was kind of like the trends and forces philosophy, but Crusader Kings 2 is about the great man philosophy.
All right.
Crusader Kings 2 is like an RPG. It's like you are controlling this head of state, and he's the guy that's really important. You're not pretending to control a bunch of ministers and changing taxes and stuff. You've got this king, and you're...
Well, what kind of decisions are you making then? What's the goal? What are you trying to do?
Well, I'm going to have to preface that by saying, Ian, that all three of these games of the week are games that I have so far only had incidental contact with.
Wait a minute. How can you call it the game of the week if you haven't actually played it?
Never mind you. I like what I've seen so far.
Okay. You're excited about this, then.
Yeah.
You're excited about this game. You believe it has potential. But how much, I mean, incidental contact, what does that mean? You've seen some screenshots? I mean, have you even loaded this game up?
I bought the game yesterday off Steam.
Okay, so it's for the computers.
Mm-hmm. And, yep.
Windows?
Windows, I don't know what other platforms you can get it on. I'm pretty certain you can't play it on a console.
All right.
You could probably play it on a Mac. I don't know if you can play it on Linux.
And it's called Crusader Kings 2. You called
Crusader
Kings
2. Yeah,
I
purchased
it
for $39.99.
That's pretty significant. All right.
Yep, and the game's been out for a while, but it's still very popular, and they're able to get away with
that. Is there
a
multiplayer aspect to this game?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
And I bought the Sons of Abraham DLC.
So you bought the game. You bought some downloadable content for it. How many hours have you actually put into the game?
Well, I've put in probably 3 to 5 hours.
Okay. So you have played. I wouldn't say that's incidental.
Well, here's the thing, Ian. I decided while I was installing it, you know what, Johnny Ray, ever since you saw European Vacation, you've always wanted to learn how to speak German.
All right.
So why don't you install this in German?
It'll let you choose the language.
And then if you want to play,
you have to learn the language.
You're going to have to translate it as you go. So I thought, Johnny Ray, that's a great idea.
You are a glutton for punishment.
Fantastic. So because of that, my progress has been pretty slow.
I guess.
Can
you give us some German words that you've learned thus far?
These
You're cheating. He's reading.
Ein Führung zu Crusader Kings 2, einem Großstrategiespiel, das...
Okay, but do you know what that actually means? Like, I guess when
this
I
is an introduction. My translation of those words were, this is an introduction to Crusader Kings 2, a grand strategy game taking place in medieval Europe.
Okay, so basically, you've, in the game, you probably have barely even started, right? You've been trying to read the screens that you've been presented with.
Right. I've made it through about a third of one of the many tutorials that are provided for you.
Okay. Gotcha.
But
you're still excited about the potential for this game.
I am. I think that you asked before, what are some of the choices you can make with your sovereign? Well, you can have... The only thing I can think of right off the top of my head is you can arrange their families. You can have them marry this person or that person. But in fact, you can also do that in Europa Universalis 4.
Now, is the goal of the game total world domination?
I think the goal of the game, I don't mean for this to be a cop-out, but the goal of the game is to have fun and learn about history and culture even.
There's no ultimate end game, some sort of thing you must reach. We'll come back with more. Johnny Ray's got two other games here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here in the remaining moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in a username lrn.fm. And, of course, enjoy all the features on our website. If you like Free Talk Live, you can help support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links there. In fact, Amazon sells video games. So if you are interested in some of the games Johnny Ray is talking about during his game of the week segment, that would be probably a good way to go about getting them. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want. It's Amazon. You know them. They've got great deals. Free Super Saver shipping. I just got a new video camera through Amazon. It's been 5 years since I bought a camera. It was time for an upgrade. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully that'll bring a new level of quality to some of the court recordings that I like to do here in the Keene area. And I got it through Amazon because, you know, they got great prices, free Super Saver shipping, and you really can't beat it. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of. When you shop through our links there, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. In fact, if you want to save yourself some time in the future, because I realize it's an extra step to go to shop.freetalklive.com and then click a link. So what you can do is go there once, shop.freetalklive.com, click the link to the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Click the link of your choice and then bookmark that. So bookmark the landing page. If you want to go to Amazon US, click that. You'll land into Amazon. And on that landing page, if you look in the taskbar, not the taskbar, but if you look in the URL, you'll see our code is up in there. So that way you know that you're going in through the correct link. Just bookmark that. And then from that point on, all you have to do is go back to that bookmark, and we'll get the credit every time you go shopping. And it's the same great price as you're used to. So again, shop.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, you have three of them. And I feel like this is going to be overload, Johnny Ray, because we can only talk about so much. Crusader Kings number 2,
yeah, Crusader
is the first
Kings
one you mentioned.
Yes.
You're playing it in German.
Right. I installed it in German. I picked German as my language, so as
you don't
I'm playing.
Speak German.
No. I took 4 years of high school German.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But
okay, so you at least had a starting point.
Yes,
that's
I did.
Good to know.
I did.
Okay.
Briefly, I'm going to tell you what these other two games are.
All right.
Number 2 is Hotline Miami. This This was an experience, man. It blew me away. And again, I've only had incidental experience with it. The reason for it this time is the equipment I have is I've got this tablet with sort of an attached keyboard and a trackpad on it.
Yep.
And Hotline Miami is difficult. And
what sort of game is this?
It's a real retro aesthetic from it's sort of like a 1985 aesthetic. The game tech, the visuals, the art looks like a game from then, but it's got this music that is. The music, I think, is the critic's favorite part about the game. And I have to tell you, the music is amazing. It really, it harkens back to 1985. It's like music from 1985 plus video game chiptune elements with this really whacked out kind of vibe and style to it.
Hmm.
The story is kind of a Scarface-y, ultra-violent kind of a thing. It's
cocaine. Is there cocaine involved in this?
I can only assume that there's drugs and drug dealing involved in it. It's got like a... I've only played like the first real level, and I can't get any farther because the game's very difficult, and I'm trying to play it with a trackpad, which just is not working.
Okay.
So I need to go get myself a little USB mouse or something to plug into this tablet.
Or maybe a gamepad or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't... They say... I've got a Surface, a Microsoft Surface.
Yeah.
And the internet tells me I can take an Xbox controller and plug it in there, and it just runs. Great, just like
sweet.
That. Yeah, that would be. That would be sweet. Now, I bought an Xbox controller, and I plugged it in, and I haven't gotten it to work yet.
I've put
a little bit of effort into it. There's some more effort I could do, but so far I haven't gotten that to work, which is a little disappointing.
I feel like I've heard of this game, this Hotline Miami. You know what? I think I saw it on the PlayStation Store.
I could believe that. Yeah. So
it's an action game. It's a shoot 'em up kind
of
game.
Yes, it's got a top down perspective. You're kind of almost like you remember Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's kind of the camera angle that you've got.
Right.
And you go in and you're killing people, and it's very bloody. And it's again,
and it kind of looks like it's an NES game or something, right?
Yeah, or like an stand up arcade game or something.
Okay, got it.
But the music and the visuals really, really, really blew me away. It's really impressive.
How much did you pay for this one?
Oh, I can't remember.
Is this another Steam game?
It's a Steam game, okay. And I think it was cheap. I think it was probably less than $10.
Got it.
So, and my third game of the week is, this was suggested by a listener, Michael, Mule Returns. Mule, that's an acronym for multiple use labor element. Mule is a game from way back, like 1982 or something. Me and my twin brother Dave played it on a Commodore, the original Mule. And Mule is like a combined turn-based real-time strategy game. You didn't have many real-time strategy games back then.
Mm-hmm. Real-time strategy being kind of usually an overhead perspective. There's usually one side versus another or multiple sides, and you kind of have to... Typically, there's something you mine, some sort of resource.
Yeah,
that
you manage
have to acquire,
resources,
and then you can usually use those resources to build buildings and troops and things like that, or helicopters or whatever, and then you send them after the bad guys.
Yeah, and Mule has got kind of a hybrid of real time and turn based, and what is most remarkable to me about the game Mule is, first of all, again, the theme music. For Mule is great. I listened to it today, and it's a short little ditty, but it stands up. It stands the test of time. It's great. Good music in Mule. And number two, this one of the real time interfaces in the game was when after you had harvested your resources, you would take them to the market, and the way you would trade them is a screen would come up, and all the sellers would be at the top of the screen, all the buyers would be at the bottom of the screen, and then on the left of the screen would be sort of an axis representing the price of whatever that commodity was. So if you were selling, then you'd be at the top, and a timer would go off. There's an auction, and you start walking your guy down onto this chart, if you will, and where you're standing and how far you've walked down towards the buyers represents the price you're selling. So the sellers are walking down towards the buyers are walking up towards the sellers, and as you get sort of more better at this
is this a
system,
trading game? Is this like a
trading is a big part of it.
Is there fighting that goes on?
No.
Warring? Because usually a real-time strategy is kind of like a fight between different sides.
Yeah, no, there's no combat per se in this.
So this is about economics. This is
getting these resources efficiently, managing crises, and then trading effectively. Hmm. So when you're in this auction, you'll have this sort of dance where you're kind of walking down and walking back up, and you're trying to entice somebody to come up to your price, and there's maybe four or five people playing this game.
Wait, this is a multiplayer game?
Well, when I say four or five people, players playing the game, I just mean computer players. No. I think it's likely that, see, Mule Returns is really the game I'm talking about.
Right.
Which is it's after 30 years, the game has come back. And I've only seen videos of it, but
you haven't played this game.
No, but I have
Ray,
played
I
it.
I think you should only be reviewing games you've played. I think it's gone far afield. How can something be a game of the week if you haven't really played it?
Because it's Johnny Ray's game of the week.
You're diluting the game of the week, Johnny Ray, because it used to be the game of the week. Now it's three games in 1 week. I think it may be game overload.
It's your fault because I had these games last week. Right, I had games last week. They just
what
pile
happened last
up.
Week? What
they
happened last week? Up. Did we not get to it?
Yeah, we
week?
Just never got to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so I accept responsibility for that then. But you haven't played this one, at least with the other two games.
No, it looks like from what I've seen about Mule Returns, it looks like a very, very faithful recreation.
You can't play it, though, can you? You don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, it's only on iOS, but it's coming out on Android supposedly this year.
So Johnny Ray's game of the week so far, the two games he's played, Hotline Miami and Crusader Kings
2. Yep.
Both available, at the very least Hotline Miami available for various platforms according to Wikipedia, PlayStation, Windows, etc.
Yeah.
And not sure about Crusader Kings. I haven't looked that one up. Mule Returns only on the iOS App Store at the moment, coming for Android, but only going to be apparently a mobile game, a smartphone-based game.
Yeah. And when we were talking about German before, I wanted to ask you, Ian, is it worthwhile for an English speaker to learn another language? Because I read a lot on the internet today, and I'd read it before saying, no, there's no point. It's a waste of your time to learn another language.
I don't think it's... I'm envious, personally, of people that know more than one language. I feel lazy because I don't know another language, but I'm not interested in spending the time that it takes to learn it, especially if you plan on being international and going places, going to a place like Hong Kong or Germany or wherever it is you're going to go. It's useful to know an extra language. So I would say if you've got the time to do it, go for it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.